Ted shrugged. Kaidam means shit for brains. It's Dinky's nickname for Cy Prentice, the Devar Master. But you already knew that, didn't you?
I guess, Jake said. Kinda.
Ted looked at him long. And when Jake identified that expression, it helped him define how Stanley was looking at Roland. Not with fear, but with fascination. Jake had a pretty good idea Ted was still thinking about how much he looked like someone named Bobby. And he was pretty sure Ted knew he had the touch. What was the source of Stanley's fascination? Or maybe he was making too much of it. Maybe it was just that Stanley had never expected to see a gunslinger in the flesh. Abruptly, Ted turned from Jake and back to Roland.
"Now look this way," he said.
"Whoa," Eddie cried. "What the hell?" Susanna was amused as well as amazed. What Ted was pointing out reminded her of Cecil B. DeMille's Bible epic, The Ten Commandments, especially the parts where the Red Sea opened by Moses had looked suspiciously like jello, and the voice of God coming from the burning bush sounded quite a bit like Charles Laughton. Still, it was amazing. In a cheesy Hollywood special effects way, that was. What they saw was a single, fat and gorgeous bolt of sunlight slanting down from a hole in the sagging clouds. It cut through the strangely dark air like a searchlight beam and lit a compound that might have been 6 miles from Thunderclap Station. And about 6 miles was really all you could say because there was no more north or south in this world. At least, not that you could count on. Now there was only the path of the beam.
Dinky, there's a pair of binoculars in the lower cave, right?
No, I brought them up the last time we were here, Ted replied with carefully maintained patience. They're sitting on that pile of crates just inside. Get them, please.